Hello.
Hello, is that John Gilroy?
Yes, it is.
John, it's Paul O'Mahony, and I'm ringing you up in order to continue our exploration into the campaign you have to get elected to the Irish Parliament. Is it okay to talk now?
Yes, it is, Paul. Very good time.
Right, this is the first time we've ever done one over the telephone, so it'll be interesting way of getting an insight into how the campaign is going. John, tell us, what have you been doing? What have you been doing recently?
Well, Paul, my job over the last couple of days has been very varied indeed because of the weather. It's -7 this morning as we talk. It's, 9 o'clock? And in the last couple of days, the daytime temperatures haven't even got above zero. So my campaign has come to an icy halt because there is no possibility of campaigning in this kind of weather. But the council work that we're doing goes on, and the main jobs that I've been doing in the last 3 or 4 days is trying to access salt to keep the roads open in Glenmire, and also to keep the housing estate open as well.
You mean you're actively going around the community trying to help other people? Is that what you're trying to get the message across?
Absolutely, Paul. I'm a great believer in helping ourselves. Now, the County Council have a priority salting scheme underway where they will salt the national roads as priority one and the secondary roads as priority two and then local roads as priority three. In other words, they won't be done at all. If we're waiting for the council to come along and help us out every time, I think we'll be waiting a long time indeed. So as a good believer in helping ourselves, I've sourced a lot of salt privately, and myself and my team have been really going around different housing estates, responding to the needs of generally elderly people who are almost housebound, and getting some salt onto the footpaths and even onto some of the roads.
And John, how much does this salt cost? Give us an idea. How much money are we talking about?
Well, a bag of salt, Paul, costs €7. That's a 25-kilogram bag of salt. And one bag of salt would do perhaps half a kilometre of road. So over the last 4 weeks, we have gone through about 200 bags of salt.
Right, but it does actually sound like a bit of direct action by citizens to improve... To improve the situation.
Well, Paul, I'm a great believer in like I say, is that let's not wait idly by while we could be out there helping ourselves. It's a very small thing, Paul, just a bit of foresight to order salt in time and have it in stock. I ordered last July because, unfortunately, I suspected that Cork County Council would not be able to organise themselves to such a detail that they'd be able to salt footpaths. So last July, I took it upon myself to order 4 pallets of salt, which is 200 bags, and I had them secured in a warehouse here in Glenmire for such an eventuality. Didn't think it was going to happen until January, but look, we had them in stock anyway, and they came in useful.
Well, I must say that strikes me as very impressive. You mean you actually are one of... Do you have a tendency to plan ahead like this? Are you one of the great anticipators?
Well, Paul, it's very simple. If you have an experience like last year where there was a lot of snow and frost and you could anticipate fairly easily that it could well happen again, so why wouldn't you make plans to deal with it?
And tell me, who did you get to help you with this? I mean, you can't be doing this alone, John. Who do you have helping you in this activity?
Well, we have here in Glenmire there are 29 housing estates, okay, and most housing estates have a residence committee, and I suppose over the last few years I've worked closely with them, so I'd have contact in every housing estate here in Glenmire and every area. So if I get a call, we'll say from a particular area that their roads or footpaths are particularly bad, I normally give a ring to the contact I have, and they'd organise a few people to come out. I can give me a hand. I don't have to do that all single-handedly, Paul. People are very anxious to help themselves as well.
No, and that's very important because, I mean, in terms of your in terms of your political life, you must be continuously building up these little contacts with people, collaborating with them, building up good kind of relations. Is that how it works?
And Paul, that's one of the main functions of being a politician. A role in your local community of leadership. You can't do everything yourself, Paul. It's impractical to think that you can physically do everything. But what a politician should do is offer leadership by drawing different strands of information together that you would or should have in the community. So, for instance, I have a database of names and contact numbers of all the resident associations. If we want to, in this instance, go and salt half a kilometre of footpath, we can ring up a resident association, get a few people out and go and do it. If we wanted to do something more substantial, like Barnavara Hill here in Glanmire, was not gritted last weekend. It's a major route into Glanmire, and it's a priority two from the council. But the council didn't do it last weekend, so we could get residents from several different housing estates out, maybe 15 people out, and we gritted the whole length of Barnavara Hill on Sunday morning. So, I mean, this is community stuff. It mightn't strike you as being political stuff, but surely politics is about leadership as much as anything else.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, how do you communicate with all of these people, John? Are you on email or telephone, or what tools do you use?
Well, the most simple and immediate one, Paul, is texting. That's what I have. I have a major database of mobile numbers, and you know yourself, you mightn't check your emails from one day to the next, but you always check when you get a text, you always read it. It's very immediate. So that's what I find to be the best way of communicating with local residence groups.
So you use text a lot then in your leadership role, do you?
I do, an awful lot, Paul, yeah. I mean, we have a database of probably over 1,000 mobile numbers of different people or groups who I would have interacted with over the last 6 years. And look, I make it a business, I suppose. I shouldn't say this, but anybody who rings me, I save their mobile number for an eventuality. They say that, look, this person might need information again or might be able to do a bit of work around the community. Everybody who says me, Paul, including yourself, will have their mobile number saved on my phone.
Okay, John, we're not going to talk about national politics or anything else. I think we'll just confine ourselves to this, and because this is actually a very interesting example. Outside my house, I can barely walk. I failed to anticipate that I would need bags of this stuff. It only cost €7. I could have bought myself a bag, couldn't I?
Well, you could, but you won't be able to buy it today, Paul, because I'm afraid the NRA, who have national responsibility for the importation of salt, have again, unfortunately, left me disappointed. There is no salt in the country, Paul. It's all used up. There is a 3,000-ton shipment due into the port of Cork today, but it's going to take several days to distribute that. So yesterday, for instance, now I was trying to get more salt and just couldn't. There is no salt in the country.
Okay, I think, John, we'll stop there. This has been good to have a short telephone call with you during this tough weather. And look, we thank you ever so much for this further insight into the work of what somebody has to do in order to get themselves elected to the Parliament in Ireland.
But Paul, this is not about getting myself elected to the Parliament in Ireland. This is about continuing the role that I carry out as a councillor anyway.
So you'll do it whether you get elected or not?
Absolutely. There's things that you do, Paul. Some things are popular and some things are right. And I would hope, as a public representative, that I'd always do the right thing over the popular thing.
Okay. John Gilmore, candidate for election in the Cork North Central constituency. Thank you very much for this interview.
Thanks very much, Paul.